There are two main forms of breeding for creating new species that are better adapted for the environment. The first form of breeding is traditional breeding, which is often utilized for plants or livestock, etc., where you simply increase or decrease the fertility rate intentionally or maybe unintentionally to influence the gene pool among the population you want to affect. And then there is of course also genetic engineering and more high-tech solutions that could be weaved as maybe more humane. What many people of course fail to realize is that eugenics does not mean you force people directly to have more children or kill them. Of course, these are methods you can use, but they are not particularly popular. And because of that, you need to figure out other ways to do it that people will accept. And they do not have to realize that the real purpose is eugenics. You can come up with other rationalizations for doing so, such as convicting people of crimes, then locking them up like forever, so they will not be able to reproduce. Or you can also punish females, having them reduce the property and then bred multiple times. Up to 20 times for their lives, and by that method you will be able to make sure they have far more children than they would have voluntarily, and then you can target that to females that pose a threat to your current society, such as if there are some prominent female that exposes your government and uncovers some uncomfortable truth that you would prefer to be hidden, then you can punish her and having her reduced to property, and then you breed her with you can select yourself for that if you're the breeder, or you can select someone you weave a suitable like a child of yours. And by that way, you as a leader will be able to increase your fertility rate. You, not just yourself, but your children as well. And you will also be able to select some intelligent individual to breed with. And you will be able to say, because people opposing your government, this will of course be very brave individuals considering the consequences, and you may want to use this for breeding to breed a more brave and courageous population. And at the same time discourage people from opposing your government because they know what may happen if they do so. Then there is of course more nice, but to say you give tax breaks for people that have children, and then you can target that to individuals that you or groups you believe are more suitable for having children. And you can also introduce quotas, and then you can tailor that based on capability. So if there is a capable female, capable of supporting and raising children, then you give her a higher quota. And if it is a female that you believe is ill suited for having children, because maybe she cannot take care of them, maybe she is really poor, You simply do not give her any quota at all because you're simply not capable of raising children properly. Then you simply do not force her. And in that case, the people subjected to the eugenics and the ones suffering from it will actually be the ones you believe are more suitable and have a better genes. Meaning, you might end up with a situation where it's actually not really an advantage to have good genes in terms of living the life you want to do it. Instead, having what the government believe as good genetics might actually be a curse, because then you will be subjected to forced breeding, and because you're useful for them. While other people that are not useful for breeding are not subject to that. And while this may seem a bit strange and backwards, it actually makes sense in a way, because then the ones not subjected to the eugenics and being weeded out will be less likely to rebel, because they are actually in some ways giving privileges for being able to live better lives, because they are not expected or forced to breed, while people having children that come with a lot of responsibility. So it's unclear if your life really will be better individually because you have genes your government believe as good. It might instead be a curse. When it comes to space colonization, it's very unlikely that traditional breeding will be enough for that, because you cannot adapt humans for these extreme environments just with traditional breeding. And then you need to look at more radical genetic engineering. And in that case, you will have to change humans too much. They will probably not be able to breed with the humans. You will create essentially a new species of humans just to be able to colonize other planets. And unfortunately, even if you do that, that will probably have a rather limited success. They will not be able to live in great numbers on these new planets, because it will be simply be very difficult to survive there, and it might not even be possible at all, but it is a nice goal you can have. And unless you have that as a goal to be able to live on other planets, there is actually not a need for new genetic engineering and these things. You can actually just rely on traditional breeding for having humans to live on Earth, because we are already pretty well adapted, and there is actually not really a need then for making significant improvements. The only thing you really might have to improve is general intelligence, and the reason for that is because democracy. If you do not have that, then you can get away at least momentarily by having the current level of intelligence in a society. But then you run into the problem that while that may have worked, if your society was the only society on the planet, you are actually faced with having to compete against other societies. And because of that, you might be forced to implement eugenics just to be competitive and be able to dominate other societies instead of your societies being conquered because your population wasn't fit enough. And as we see, it's kind of difficult to avoid having some form of eugenics. You can do it for a while, but if your breeding is dysgenic, that will eventually lead to your society collapsing, and then it will be replaced by a society that do have a working eugenics policy, and of course successfully implementing eugenics such that it is better than no policy at all, or random breeding is actually a lot more difficult than most people think. And often when breeding is attempted with dogs or livestock, it actually fails and it doesn't actually lead to an overall benefit for the farm or whatever. So the same thing may apply, or it actually have applied so far with previous attempts at eugenics at on humans. When it was attempted, it really wasn't well implemented, and as a result it really didn't improve the fitness of the population. So a lot of people were maybe sterilized or even killed for really no benefit or even net negative benefit. And that will be the case for a lot of eugenics attempts. People will implement policies thinking it's to improve the gene pool even in the future, despite political pressure against it and political correctness saying it's wrong. People will do it anyway, to various degree, and a lot of these attempts will actually not be beneficial, it will not work out. But some societies will get it right, intentionally or unintentionally. They may, as an accident, implement a policy that is advantageous, resulting in them becoming stronger over time. And that might be the case even in a politically correct society where eugenics wasn't a goal at all. They were not even thinking about that. But unintentionally, the result was that some people had more children, and these people were more suitable for breeding. And very clear potential example of that is feminism, where females are being given freedom to select their mates more and more, and as a consequence of that and the sexual revolution, it's becoming increasingly difficult for males to reproduce, and as a consequence we will end up in a situation where some males have a lot more reproductive success than others because they are more desired by females. And if that is beneficial, it will be an example of unintentional eugenics that may actually be superior to any form of intentional government eugenics attempted before that. And this is of course assuming the sexual revolution was not motivated by eugenics goals. It may be the case that people pushing for that knew the result will be a lot of males being rejected because females are the reproductive bottleneck, and they pushed for that because of that reason. And we see today increasingly that males being rejected by females are being shamed and viewed as inferior or bad people. And they are actually viewed sort of like subhuman. And this is real eugenics in action. And it's not only that they have less reproductive success, they're also being demonized, viewed as subhuman, viewed as worse people, because if all females reject him, surely he must be a bad guy. And this will of course continue until it ends, because males start rebelling, which it's unlikely it will happen anything soon. Or we might end up in a situation where society collapses if it isn't advantageous, if it doesn't lead to a more fit population. We might end up with a society that control female breeding being more successful, and then overtaking. Even if female sexual selection is beneficial, it might be inferior to some other form of eugenics that is more draconian. It might also be the case that males being selected by females will be males that are more aggressive and more willing to use force and in general be more cruel. And in that case we might end up in a situation there where females breed males to become more willing to eventually grab power over the society and implement some brutal form of patriarchy in order to have more reproductive success. Because males that are more aggressive when it comes to breeding and do try harder to have children will have more reproductive success than males that limit themselves intentionally. And because of that, males over time may become more and more aggressive when it comes to trying to reproduce. And of course, that will not be a stable situation. Eventually, one group of males will then end up becoming so powerful and competent that they start taking over the entire society and implement some very brutal form of patriarchy. That will not only affect females but also most males, because then you will have to keep males down as well, because they do not belong to the male elite. So if you belong to the male elite, then you will have a lot of freedom and power. But if you do not belong to the male elite, then you will be essentially property with little to no rights. And you will be at best allowed to be free, just to be a cash cow and a productive citizen. But if you're not productive and able to contribute, then you will be killed or used for some experiments or whatever. It will not be end well for you, that's for sure.